I'm Ewan McIntosh. I'm CEO of a small consultancy firm called Notosh.
Right, and when did you start using Experience?
Experience I used almost within the first month of getting into business earlier this year, just because I was finding myself working too much on stuff that didn't seem to matter to the business. And they managed to take most of that off my plate and take care of it in much less time than I would have taken.
Is it tough to invest at the start of a project? Or is it worth putting in the money?
You're not putting that much money in. For example, when I started out, they gave me an hour for free. So I gave them a bunch of receipts, which early days in your business is the only source of income you have, it seems. And they probably took a couple of hours over that. I think my first bill was 50 quid. Any startup can afford that, and it saved me probably about 2 days worth of work that they just took off my plate. My time is worth more than £30 over 3 days.
Is it?
It really is, yeah. We're right. Cheap, but not that cheap.
And what kind of things do you do?
I've just come off 4 months of travel. I've got somewhere in the region of 800 new contacts and business cards. There's no way that I'm going to make my way through all of them and input all the data. So I've managed to drop them off. They scan them in. Some chaps over in Pune in India, and they go around the business of typing them up, and then the guys back in Edinburgh check it for accuracy. I get that back within about a week, week and a half. And it means that I can upload that to my high-rise account and immediately start keeping track of who I need to get in touch with, who I need to sell to, who I need to back off from a bit, who looks promising, who's with which project. Where most of my competitors are probably, you know, the business card ends up down the back of the desk and never touched. So for me, they actually provide that wee competitive advantage.
Mm-hmm. They seem quite an open-minded bunch of people in terms of where they're going. What do you think they can do? What's their potential?
For me, it's not this, you've got that trust issue that you might have if you were outsourcing to these companies that, say, Dan Pink writes about in his books, you know. All these high-functioning American authors talk about the world of outsourcing, but most of my friends don't know someone who you can trust in India and China to outsource that work to you. But if you can have a coffee with someone in your town, if you can meet them when you drop things off and get to know them that way, it means that, you know, I was off to South Africa for the trip. They were able to recommend a bunch of hotels. They were able to recommend schools that I might go and visit when I was up there, just through family connections that they happen to have. So, you know, that's the difference between a local company and a company that's in some far-off land. The potential that they're going to realise is they've got really interesting contacts elsewhere. So they've got local contacts in New York and San Francisco, places like that. So when you're over there, you can get the horse's mouth on where to eat, where to hang out, where's cool, where's not so cool.